This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's check in with the financial markets now, and a little earlier I spoke to Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey. I put it to him that the Dow Jones was again on a losing streak, while the FTSE 100 in London closed at a new record high today. Near one, anyway.
Yeah, you know, we were very choppy today, and I think the end results doesn't really show you the actual intraday volatility that we had. It was up and down throughout the morning, down about 85 points only. But it was touching today, and I think what's happening is, and this goes to your point, the people who are over here are concerned that the ECB may be tapering their bond buying, so which caused the dollar over here to start rallying against the euro, against other currencies as well. So stronger dollar, as well as potential an interest rate hike, is not good for stocks here in the U.S. So I think that was our story today.
Here in London, it certainly seems as though global companies listed in London are profiting from the weaker pound. With the strengthening dollar, is the inverse happening? U.S. companies listed in the States are thinking, actually, it's not so great for us if we want to export our goods.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, and I think we've had a couple of fits of these. Over the last few years, we've had where a stronger dollar starts to get going, and then it only weakens when we see some economic numbers that just weren't as good as people were expecting, and I think we're going to see the same thing again. The dollar seems to be strengthening, and I would actually expect it to head this way towards the end of the year when the first, another Fed hike is expected in December. Now, the market is expecting a December hike, but right about then is probably when you start to fail again, because I just don't see the economy strengthening that much, and I don't see the corporate numbers there, so I can't see a case for a long-term strong dollar. But I think you're absolutely right. People definitely get nervous about that, but past experience shows that it seems to have weakened again just because we haven't gotten any real follow-through yet.
Joe Saluzzi there from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.5% at 18,168. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.3% at 70.74, just shy of its all-time high.
There are many ways to keep up with the BBC World Service. Join us on social media or sign up for podcasts at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.